FYI, Air. There are only two kinds of people in the world, the Irish and those who wish they were. Old Irish saying.
The Irish are everywhere. Around 40 million Americans claim to have Irish ancestors. In fact, there are more people who claim to be Irish in New York alone than there are in all of Ireland. The Irish took their culture with them wherever they went, introducing the rest of us to their wonderful sense of humour, Irish poetry, literature, pubs and Irish music, of course.
Green. On the 17th of March, St. Patrick's Day celebrates Irish culture around the world. On this day, partygoers wear green. Nobody is exactly sure why, but one explanation is that Irish people used to think that wearing green makes you invisible to fairy creatures called leprechauns. They had a nasty habit of pinching everyone in sight, and if they couldn't see you, they obviously couldn't pinch you. Chicago celebrates the day by dyeing the river that flows through the city bright green.
The Great Famine. In the 1800s, the staple diet of the people in the countryside was potatoes. Other food was available, but most people were too poor to buy it. In the countryside, milk, butter, and other crops all had to be given to the English landlords. When a disease destroyed the potatoes between 1845 and 1847, about a million Irish people starved to death. Many people emigrated, mostly to America, which partly explains why there are so many Irish descendants in the US.
Tiagach, Éire. Hello, Ireland. Everyone speaks English, but Irish is the first official language. Students learn some Irish at school, and it is the language of the government. All official documents, like passports for example, are in both English and Irish. However, outside of school, only about 2% of people speak Irish on a daily basis.
Religion. Ireland is Roman Catholic, and religion matters here. Although church attendance is dropping, around 40% of the population still attend Mass once a week. Religion is also one of the main reasons why the island is divided in two, the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland. Back in 1609, Scottish and English Protestants moved into a province in the north called Ulster. The descendants of these settlers have always felt closer to Protestant England than to Catholic Ireland, and to this day this part of the island is part of the UK.
The Troubles. Some Irish people think that Ireland should be one united country. Others, especially those in Northern Ireland, want to stay a part of the UK. These differences led to a period of violent fighting known as the Troubles. For nearly 30 years, Irish people fought each other with bullets and bombs. Thousands died, families were torn apart, and some parts of Belfast and Derry were divided and dangerous. It's calmer now, but the situation is still difficult.
Celtic knots. The Irish are mainly of Celtic origin. For the Celts, jewellery was a very important status symbol. It was the clearest possible sign of wealth and high rank. Modern Celtic jewellery is very popular around the world today. The cladda, especially, is a popular wedding and engagement ring.
Come dance with me. Irish step dancing became known around the world when people first saw it during a break at a Eurovision Song Contest. Based on traditional Irish folk dancing, the dance has evolved to become hugely successful shows such as Riverdance and Lord of the Dance.